الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا، يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله عز وجل، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I wanted to talk to you today about the merits of Hajj, the benefits of Hajj. Still trying to encourage you to do your Hajj as soon as possible. Brothers and sisters, as you know, Hajj is one of the five pillars of Islam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us, بُنِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ عَلَىٰ خَمْسٍ شَهَادَةُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامُ الصَّلَاةِ وَإِتَاءُ الزَّكَاةِ وَصَوْمُ رَمَضَانِ وَحِجُّ الْبَيْتِ. Which means that Islam was built on five pillars. The declaration that there's no one who deserves to be worshipped by Allah, there's no one who deserves to be worshipped but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Number two, establishing the salah. Number three, establishing the zakah, paying the zakah. Number four, fasting in Ramadan. And number five, the hajj to the house of Allah. Brothers and sisters, hajj is one of the pillars of Islam, meaning that if somebody denies hajj, they're not a Muslim. This is the significance of hajj. In addition to this, one time a man came up to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and asked him, Ya Rasulullah, ayyul a'mali afdal? Which of our deeds is the best of deeds, the best thing that you can do? So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Imanun billahi wa rasuli, to believe in Allah and His Messenger, meaning belief in the sense not just in your heart, not just to say it, but to act upon your belief in Allah and the Messenger, meaning to follow what Allah and His Messenger have told us to do. So the man said, ثُمَّ مَاذَا? Then what? Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, struggling in the way of Allah. The man asked again, ثُمَّ مَاذَا? Then what comes after that? Then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, حَجٌّ مَبْرُور, meaning that a hajj that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a hajj that is free of showing off, a hajj that is free of any sin. So the best of deeds that one can do is to do one's hajj. Not only this, but Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised us that if you do hajj in a way that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, without showing off, without any sins, then when you come back home, you come back home pure as the day that you were born, without any sin. Said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ حَجَّ لِلَّهِ فَلَمْ يَرْفُثْ وَلَمْ يَفْسُخْ رَجَعَ كَيَوْمِ وَلَدَتْهُ أُمُّهُ. A person who does the hajj for the sake of Allah, not for any other purpose, not for showing off, but for the sake of Allah, and is not indecent during the hajj, is not disobedient to Allah in any way, does not do or say anything that is foul, then that person returns home as the day that they were born, as the day that their mother bore them. One time, a man came to Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Amr ibn al-As actually, when he was on his deathbed, and he started crying, and the people asked him why he was crying. And he said, I remember the time when Allah put Islam in my heart and I came to the Prophet. And I came to the Prophet and I wanted to give him my commitment to Islam. And then I put my hand forward and then I withdrew my hand. And the Prophet ﷺ said, why are you, what's wrong? And so I said to the Prophet, Ashtarit ya Rasulullah, I want to make a condition before I accept Islam, ya O Messenger of Allah. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Tashtaritu maadha? What are you going to make a condition to accept Islam? He said, Yughfaru li, an yughfara li ya Rasulullah, that I be forgiven by Allah. So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at that point, he told him, Ama alimt? Anna al-Islam yahdimu ma kana qablahu, wa anna al-hijrata tahdimu ma kana qablaha, wa anna al-hajj yahdimu ma kana qablahu. That didn't you know, Ya Amr, didn't you know that when you accept Islam, it cancels out what you did in the past, before Islam. And when you make hijrah, meaning you go from something bad to something good, then that cancels out what you did before that. And when you do hajj, it cancels out what you, all the bad things you did before that. So hajj is a way to cancel out your previous deeds. This is one of the benefits of hajj. As a matter of fact, one time, Aisha radiallahu anha, she asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said, Nara al-jihad, we see that jihad is struggling in the way of Allah. Afdalul a'mal is one of the best deeds, is the best of deeds. Afala nujahid, so how about us women, we should also do jihad. We should also struggle in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Lakinna al-jihad al-hajj al-mabrur. But لكن أفضل الأعمال رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم said لكن أفضل الأعمال الحج المبرور, that the best of deeds and the best of as a matter of fact he said لكن أفضل الجهاد الحج المبرور, then the best of jihad is to have a hajj that is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam talked about the reward of hajj and he said, you know, al-hajj al-mabrur laysa lahu jaza'un illa al-jannah, that the hajj that is accepted by Allah, it has no other reward but paradise. So one of the companions asked, wama birru, and what is the righteousness of hajj, the successful hajj? So Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam defined that how a hajj is accepted and why a hajj is righteous and is a proper hajj. And so he said, إِطْعَامُ الطَّعَامُ وَطِيبُ الْكَلَامُ, to give people food during the Hajj time and to speak well, not to complain, not to be negative, not to be pessimistic, not to say bad things. On another occasion, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indicating how important Hajj is, he talked about the fact that how the people who go for Hajj, they're a special delegation of Allah. And one time he said, الْحُجَّاجُ وَالْعُمَّارُ وَفْضُ اللَّهُ, that the people who do Hajj, the Hajis, and the people who do Umrah, they're a delegation of Allah. It's a special delegation that's been invited by Allah. Imagine being a delegation that is invited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, often if somebody invites us, especially if a president of a country or some dignitary invites us, we feel so proud and we brag about it to other people. Imagine now, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that if you do Hajj, you're a delegation of Allah. And then he goes on and he talks about the rewards. He says, "In da'awhu ajabahum, wa in istaghfaruhu ghafara lahum." That this delegation, when they make dua to Allah, Allah responds to their du'as. Allah answers their du'as. Subhanallah. And when they ask forgiveness from Allah, Allah forgives them. What a tremendous reward. This is the special delegation of Allah. In another hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Al-hujjaju wal-umaru wafdullah." That the hajis, the people who do hajj and the people who do umrah, they are a special delegation of Allah. Da'ahum fa'ajabu. Allah invited them, so they came. Because again, Allah gave them the ability to come. Allah made it possible for them to come. And then he went on and he said, Sa'aluhu fa'a'tahum. That whatever they ask, Allah will give it to them. As a matter of fact, brothers and sisters, so great is the this Hajj, when you do Hajj, I would tell you to do Hajj as soon as you possibly can. That when you go for Hajj, Allah forgives you. Not only that, but Allah forgives the person you ask forgiveness for. Can you imagine? Subhanallah. In the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يُغْفَرُ لِلْحَاجِ وَلِمَنِ اسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُ الْحَاجِ. That Allah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that the person who does Hajj, they will be forgiven for their previous sins. And not only that, but in addition to that, whoever they ask for forgiveness for, Allah will forgive them also. So imagine all your relatives, friends who tell you, look, make dua for me. Make dua for them. Take that seriously. And what a tremendous reward from Allah. As a matter of fact, if you happen to die during the Hajj time and you're doing the talbiyah, you're doing the labbaik Allahumma labbaik, at that point, when you rise on the Day of Judgment, you'll rise in doing the talbiyah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protects you. When you go out in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you go for Hajj, you have a special protection from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In a hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, ثَلَاثَةٌ فِي ضِمَانِ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلٌ. There are three people who are especially protected by Allah. Nothing will happen to them. He said the first person is the person who goes out to one of the masjids of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second person is the one who goes out and fights in the way of Allah. The third person is al-hajj, in alladhi kharaja hajjan, the one who goes out for Hajj. The one who goes out for Hajj. Brothers and sisters, what tremendous, tremendous rewards there are if we do the Hajj. In one hadith, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that whatever you spend for Hajj, whatever you spend during the Hajj, it's like spending in the way of Allah, and you get rewarded 700 times more. Is that النَّفَقَةُ فِي الْحَجِّ كَالنَّفَقَةِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِسَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضَعْفٍ. So imagine every dollar that you spend for Hajj, it's like you're spending $700. So imagine if you spend $7,000 for a Hajj package, it's like you're spending $5 million. And imagine if you spend $5 million in the way of Allah, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward this on the Day of Judgment. Brothers and sisters, there are tremendous, tremendous rewards in Hajj. Whatever you can do to try to do the Hajj ASAP, I would tell you to try to do it this year. There's still 10 days left. And try as fast as you can to register and to do the Hajj. You may never get this opportunity again. Brothers and sisters, thank you so much for listening. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.